So like most weeks, I had one sermon written. I thought, okay, it's kind of where I want to go with this. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, God's like, you know, there's a whole different door I want you to walk through this week. So this week, what was brought to mind was about light. And I remembered a sermon I wrote a couple years ago about that light that shines bright. And I thought about, in that sermon, I worked through how I absolutely loved lighthouses. Growing up in the desert, of course, there's not much water. So the only thing you really get is the farm light that shines out in the middle of your yard in the middle of the night when you have to go out and tend cows or horses or anything that comes about. And that light that casts out the darkness that it illuminates. And how with lighthouses, they shine out into the sea as a beacon of hope, a source of comfort to those coming in from the sea, longing for the shore, and all that promises them when they get there. And this week, as we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday, we hear in each of the passages how the light of God shined upon Moses to where his face shined so brightly that when he came down, the Israelites were afraid of him. And we see how the veil was to be removed in the presence of God so there wouldn't be anything hiding or hidden. And when Christ goes up to the mountaintop, we see and hear from those that was written that his face transformed in front of them and the dazzling white shined from his clothes. But the thing that amazes me is in that moment, how Christ's light shined, how God's light shined through Christ to those that were with him. And that brilliance, that shine, that transformation that takes place in those who encountered God in each of our passages, that light that encompassed them, that shone forth, and how it lived and continued to shine on them. And I'm kind of flipping is that this idea of being in the presence of God and how God's glory is revealed to us in each and every way, in different ways for each person. And the idea is that when we turn to face God, our hearts are softened, are open to hear, to see, to understand all that is placed before us, and to be continually opening ourselves up to God, pulling away whatever veil might be trying to cover our face, whatever darkness might be trying to creep up to hide the brilliance that shines within us. And I was thinking about what that darkness might be for us. And some things I thought of was that shame and doubt that tries to weigh us down at times. Or even that the violence that takes place around us and in this world. And how we are to be that light. Where our hope comes from is from God's presence in our lives. To know that the darkness does not stay upon us, but gets cast away because of that light, that brilliance that shines in us and through us each and every day, illuminating the path of freedom from that darkness and from the law that was put upon them and upon us, and that revealing of the grace of God that is freely given to us each and every day, and each and through every circumstance that we go through. And not only that grace, but that love of God that encompasses us, that shores us up and gets us to safety on the shore from the rough sea that tries to overtake us. And in that presence, we get to see what God sees. We get to see where God is present in our lives and in this world. That gives us hope to strive forward into each and every day. And with that light and with that brilliance that shines, it transforms us to be more like Christ, the image of God. And it comes through and transforms us in our prayer life and in our daily life. And how we are to extend that grace and love and hope to one another. So as we are working through these 40 days of Lent that we'll be entering on Wednesday, I was thinking about the path that we have taken and the path that we are still on and what that might look like for us as we've kind of are coming out of a wilderness experience that we've lived through these almost 3 years. And as we are coming out of that and going into Lent, I encourage each of us to examine and share with one another what God has revealed to us in this time and what God is still revealing to us as we walk the path. As we are walking into the light, as we are being that light to one another, and what opportunities that we have had and we've been given to draw closer to God, to see that the boldness and strength that we have, that we've been given through these transitions, through this transformation that we've gone through, that how we can still be beacons of light in this hurting world. Amen.